This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Can't really decide if we should frame this next story as the law of intended consequences, a little bit of I told you so, or, hey, look, economics does work after all. So let's just stipulate that it's a seamless blend of all three and get to it, shall we? Tariffs are, of course, the Trump administration's favorite economic policy tool. The theory goes that you charge an extra tax on foreign goods. Those goods become more expensive, so people buy a similar American-made product instead of the foreign one. There's more demand from U.S. products, more money for U.S. firms, and hopefully, in theory, more jobs for American workers. But, because you knew there was going to be a but here, peeps, you got to ask some questions to know how well those tariffs are working. Who, for instance, is paying the cost of the higher prices? And what are American companies doing with the extra money they are making? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson digs into some new research from the Federal Reserve and the University of Chicago on washing machines to see how one particular set of tariffs is playing out in real life.
Who winds up paying the cost of a tariff depends a lot on how the tariff is applied, says Felix Tintelnot. He's an economist at the University of Chicago.
If you place tariffs only against selected countries, then these multinational firms are able to relocate production and actually avoid most of the cost of the tariff.
Such was the lesson of tariffs on washing machines the U.S. put in place in 2012 and 2016, which only applied to appliances from a few countries. Retail prices actually fell because companies moved their production to low-cost countries that weren't subject to the tariff. But then, in 2018, the tariffs expanded to nearly all imports of washing machines.
The only place to go was to relocate production to the United States. And the United States, obviously, is a more expensive place to make washing machines.
Tintelnot and his co-authors estimate the tariffs helped create about 1,800 jobs in the U.S., making washers and dryers, meaning they worked. But at what cost? Tintelnot found that U.S. consumers collectively paid an extra $1.5 billion due to tariffs, or over $800,000 per new job. That's why economists like Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute argue that tariffs are an expensive, inefficient way to create jobs.
This is an annual cost. This doesn't go away because as long as the tariff is in place, the cost to the consumers remains.
Amit Khandelwal at Columbia says it's surprising that foreign firms haven't absorbed at least some of the costs of recent tariffs.
At least in the short run, we're finding that it's in fact the U.S. economy that's paying the full incidence of the tariff.
He says it's possible that if the trade war continues, importers may force foreign firms to pick up some of the tab. But so far, they're not paying up. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.